Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah.
Yeah, every week we've been trying to focus in on things going great. We've got so much bad news all the time thrown at us. Every once in a while, we thought you might like to just hear about something really nice that is going on. And I think we found one. We found one weather-related that goes so well with what we've been dealing with in the Chicago area this week. With all this snow that we've had, it's been critical that we, you know, try to keep the streets and the sidewalks cleared. Not everyone can do that. I mean, there are people who have disabilities. There are senior citizens who just shouldn't be out in the bitter cold weather with the heavy snow and doing all that. And we do have people who are helping out with that. Let me introduce you to Nathan Cordero, who is a community organizer with M3 Shovel Crew, My Block, My Hood, My City. Nathan, welcome to WGN. Nice to talk to you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So explain what it is that you're doing to help people in this crazy weather.
Yeah, so right now we're helping shovel for senior citizens, people with physical disabilities, and just people all over. Basically, we have volunteers that sign up through a form, a Google form, and they come out and help us volunteer to shovel snow. I know this Chicago winter has been tougher than a lot of the ones in recent memory, so we're just trying to do anything we can to come and help out.
So how did you get the idea to get this started?
Yeah, so our founder and CEO, Jamal Cole, about 3 or 4 years ago, he just saw the snow coming down pretty hard, and he always thinks what's something simple we can do to have a positive impact. And I don't really think you could find anything more simple than shoveling, because snow is one of those things that affects all of us, no matter what neighborhood we're in, no matter what creed, background, especially when you're seeing times like now where people have as many as 18 inches. I know that's how bad it was over in Midway, for example.
Right.
But yeah, that's how it got started.
Yeah, it's such a simple idea, yet nobody does it. I know neighbors, help neighbors, but to have an organization like this that's, you know, reaching out and telling seniors, people who are disabled, people who aren't able to clear their own snow, that we will come and help you. That's a pretty nice thing. That's a pretty nice thing for all of you to do. What's been the reaction of the young men? I don't know if you have women doing it also. I guess, you know, why wouldn't you? Of the young people who are out there behind the shovels.
It's been super positive. I mean, it's really the one thing I really like about wintertime is that, like I was saying earlier, we all go through it, whether it's the cold, the snow, whatever. So just seeing young people come out together, do something nice, especially for the elderly, especially for less physically able. And doing it as a team, it makes it so much easier tackling all that snow. Like me, I'm actually a personal trainer myself, and I get tired shoveling snow. So I know if I'm getting tired, everybody else out there is getting work too.
Right, right. But, you're in peak condition to do all of this.
And, exactly.
And it's even taxing for you, right?
Yeah, especially when you got snow like this. But yeah, it's been an overwhelming positive reaction.
Yeah, and but there must be a sense of community and camaraderie. I assume, you know, you're all friends doing this, that you're doing something good for the community, which is what My Block, My Hood, My City has been all about, of doing positive things for the individual communities.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we see a lot of groups of friends, families, people bring their children out too to help shovel out. You see the kiddos having a good time in the snow as well. But it's just overwhelmingly good seeing everyone assemble and show that in Chicago we care about each other. There's nothing better than that to me.
So how do people avail themselves of this? I mean, if people, you know, need some help with their snow, how do people tap into your generosity?
Yeah. So if you visit our website, www.formyblock.org, and you'll see on the main page, you can volunteer to shovel, but you can also request to have your home shoveled, your driveway, whatever it may be. And beyond that, just keeping up with us on social media. We're very active on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. But yeah, I just definitely say to start, check out our website, formyblock.org, and you'll find some more information on there.
That's great. That's good for you, good for all of you who are volunteering to help out and to do this. I've said this so many times when we've done this feature, you hear so many things that are wrong with young people around Chicago and around the country. There are plenty of things that are going completely right and that are good that just, you know, don't get the same kind of attention. So I'm glad we could shine a spotlight on just one of the things that you all do with the M3 Shovel Crew, My Block, My Hood, My City, helping people get through this cold weather, this bad snowy weather. You ready for 1 to 3 more inches tonight?
I'm always ready. I mean, that's Chicago weather. You always got to be ready for anything to happen. But I'm more prepared.
There you go. All right. Nathan Cordero, thank you for talking to us. We appreciate it. And thank you again for doing something good.
Oh, thank you for having me.